Today I am excited to share the Word of God with you, so let's get started. But we get so many questions.
We do.
About sex, and there's so many problems in our world today with sexual immorality, mm-hmm. and confusion about what's right and what's wrong. And I just, if people don't get some of the answers they need from church or from Bible teachers, then,
right.
I mean, it's our job to teach them and instruct them. And Paul taught about sex in the Bible. And so I feel like that we need to talk about it. So first I want to start by saying,
Can I say this real quick? I appreciate this about you so much. I appreciate that you're willing to go the difficult places, the deep things, the things that are important in life, and talk about it. I just appreciate that. And this has been one of those things that has been such an area that Satan comes in and tries to pervert,
right.
and make it so different. And that kind of tells you how important it is.
Right.
But I know that that's something that you've thought a lot about as well.
Right. Well, first of all, I want to say that sex is not something dirty. It's something beautiful that was created by God. God put those desires in us. I think about in Genesis, after they fell into sin, and God told the woman that her desire would be for her husband, but she would bear children in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so that desire was put there by God. And I think because of the way sex is perverted in the world today, the way it's made fun of, joked about, just perverted in every way, and because there's so much sexual abuse in the world, I know even for me, being sexually abused by my father, it was very, very hard for me to not see sex as being dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a difficult time with it in my marriage. And so first of all, I think it's important for people, if you've been abused, somebody's watching that's been sexually abused, and you're having the same kind of problem that I'm talking about, first of all, know and just get the understanding that it's something God intended. It's not dirty. It can be turned into something dirty, but it was intended to be something beautiful. And there is something wonderfully powerful that happens between a married couple. There's an intimacy that brings them together closer, and the devil knows that. And that's why he fights so hard to pervert it, because really, this is something that is a huge problem in the world. I mean, you're always hearing percentages, and you have to be careful throwing them out. But I read something not too long ago that said 90% of people have sex before they're married. And God explicitly says that it's only for marriage. And so how many young people today wait until they're married? And I read something that recently that said that if people live together before they're married, which is so commonplace today, that a greater percentage of those people end up getting divorced than people who wait to have sex until they are married. And so we have so much adultery today, which is wrong.
And just destroying so many lives. Heartbreaking.
Proverbs is full. I mean, especially like chapters 5, 6, and 7. I mean, he just goes over and over and over. Mm-hmm. Now, Proverbs was actually being written to a group of young men that were in training, so he deals more with it from the man's standpoint. But he just goes over and over how you're destroying your life, and it's going to bring you into a place of death. And so the reason why I'm doing this today is not to put anybody under condemnation, but to help people understand that if you do the right thing, then you're going to end up with a life that is really going to be enjoyable. I mean, this is not something, it's not for condemnation. It's can be forgiven like any other sin. But I think a lot of times, because nobody talks about this, some young people don't even realize that it's wrong. And there's so many people today that live together before marriage, it's even recommended to people. And so I'm just saying, this is not me, I'm just saying that God says that it's wrong. He wants us to wait, and it's a beautiful thing if you do, and you'll feel good about it if you do.
Want to hear more from Joyce on this topic? We've got you covered. Visit us in the Joyce Meyer app or at joycemeyer.org today.